Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And welcome back in hour number two of the Outdoor Show. Glad to have you with us on a blustery, windy, but yet a clear morning along the Great Gulf Coast. It's going to certainly put the monkey wrench in some plans. I'm trying to get some information on that paddlepalooza going on at Delta Marina. Last I heard, they were going to go with it, and we'll see. We'll talk to Captain Eric Mohabarak shortly and find out if it's going off as planned or maybe even delay the start on it. And although I don't think that they can delay it long enough to avoid that wind today, they're either going to have to go with it or try to reschedule it, which I know is a big burden. Well, one of the things that's also going on in Plaquemines Parish is Gunning for a Cure. This is the Benefit Sporting Clays shoot that raises funds for prostate cancer research with Dr. Oliver Sarter's Research Center at Tulane University. We have a team consisting of myself, Ryan Lambert, who you'll be hearing from a little bit later on. We're also going to have Jeff Brule join us. He's pinch hitting for Chris LeCocq, our cameraman, who was called to shoot some LSU sports this morning and had to give up his spot, but we're not losing anything with Jeff. Jeff is a crack shot, and I'll tell you more about him shooting in just a minute. And also Josh Raley. You may recall seeing Josh on a Bayou Wild episode. Josh was an aspiring Olympian potential skeet shooter, and he's not giving it up yet, but I'll tell you what, he's a wonder and a pleasure to watch. He does some marvelous things with a shotgun, incredible shooting. So he's our team member. We also have my friend Janice Lamont. She's going to be doing photography and also keeping score to keep everybody honest. But anyway, we'll be headed over there. It's at Stella Events and Adventures on Highway 39 in Braithwaite. The luncheon and reception and the awards presentation all takes place at noon till about 5 o'clock. So you got plenty of time to get down there if you don't want to get out in a really early, cold, windy morning, and I know it's going to be chilly, and we got to hopefully that the BBs won't be blown back in our face. But we're looking to have a good time and raise a lot of funds for Gunning for a Cure. It's an annual event that takes place down there, and Shalyn Perez is generous with his place, and he makes it available for the whole thing, and it's a great time, and I know I'll get to see some friends there. All right, some other options. Some things I did this week, Jeff and I went fishing. We spent some time together. We went white perch fishing on the Chifuncta River. Caught a nice little mess. In fact, had them for dinner last night. Thank you very much. They were kind of away from the bank, biting on jigs with the tip with the little crappie nibbles from Berkeley. And found fishing them under docks and on structure, and I really hadn't turned on crazy yet, but some pretty good action. We snuck that in before the rain came on Tuesday, I believe it was. And then on Thursday, Jeff and I joined up with Dean Galatis and headed up to Crane Creek Shooting Preserve in Poplarville, Mississippi. And we bagged 22 bobwhite quail, some nice ones too. And I got to tell you, my dog Smokey Lily's a German short hair pointer, and her sister, who is named Latte, that's Dean Galatis' dog. They were on their A game. They were finding birds left and right, retrieving them, great for us. They did their job, and mostly we did our jobs. But a great time, and that's getting ready to wrap up. The shooting preserve season actually goes on. But if you want to get a hunt in, Lance Ladner, who is the owner of Crane Creek there in Poplarville, told me he's still got some birds, but it's getting ready to wrap up pretty soon. So he might be able to get you a trip in before he wraps the season up. But, you know, once it starts getting warm and hot, the dogs can't handle it. But what a great opportunity, because as far as wild bobwhite quail hunting in Louisiana, it's a thing of the past. And, you know, it's something that we kind of let slip by, and I see the same thing now happening with the duck. We had the duck crisis show just a couple of weeks ago. We've got other of our resources in trouble. We're going to experience a speckled trout reduction, a closure on flounder. What is happening to Louisiana sportsman paradise? All right, we come back after this. We're going to join up with Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. We call him Born on a Bayou. We'll find out what he's got going on this windy, windy, cold Saturday morning while you listen to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Well, it is springtime, and with springtime comes a spring special from the folks at Seto. They'll give you 14 months for a 12-month price. Your membership gets you unlimited fuel drops 24/7. They'll tow you in whenever you need that. They'll jumpstart you if you got an electrical problem, whatever it takes to get you back to the dock. It's like having a AAA policy on the water, and they offer that peace of mind for you and also for your loved ones that are concerned when you're out there, because they know and you know you're just one call away to Captain Chris. And if you call him and make that one call at 504-301-4545, he'll set you up with a discount. Just tell him you want the Fish 2022 Spring Special, and that's, or you can do it by going online, seto.com. Again, that's Fish 2022 for your 14-month special. And they are the presenters of the Bone in the Bayou Report with this guy, Captain Mike Gallo. Mike, I guess you got you in dry dock today with those winds whipping out there.
Oh, for sure, Don. It's dangerous wind today. Coming out of the north, really strong gust, been happening most of the night. So, yeah, I would suggest to anybody, best to stay on shore and polish up your lures and get your rods and reels put together and reline and whatever you need to do. But today's probably not a good day to be on the water.
No, tackle cleaning and boat maintenance and that kind of thing is definitely going to be in order today. You know, I got a question in from one of our listeners. A little earlier, I was talking with Captain Kirk over at Hackberry Rod and Gun, and he likes that that Meridine lure, and I'm sure you're familiar with it, and I had a listener wanted to know what color. I prefer a chrome with blue when I fish with it. Do you use that Meridine at all? Have you fished with it?
We do use the Meridine, and generally it's early in the season, you know, January, February, into March, where those fish are generally deep, and on warm days they'll migrate up close to the shoreline. And it mimics a mullet or even a pogie, but a very good lure. I like the chrome with a white bottom and a black top. But those are very productive lures. A little bit take some practice to get used to working with them, because they sink really slowly, and if you twitch it too hard, it'll drift toward you and it'll make slack, and then it's hard to detect a bite when you have a little bit of slack in your line. So you got to do a lot of line watching. Watch the line, and after you twitch, maybe just barely move your rod forward to sort of keep that slack out. And generally it's a pretty hard strike, and you catch nice fish on that lure.
Yeah, it's kind of the in-between, you know, a deep-diving bait and a topwater bait. Unfortunately, you know, on a topwater, you don't miss it. You see the strike. I mean, the fish comes up and blasts it, and you find the water going up. But on a Meridine, you, like you say, you got to keep that slack out and feel that bite, because it's underwater when you're dragging it in. So it's an effective bait, and it's definitely got a place in the tackle box. Well, Mike, how was the fishing leading up to this blow before this Arctic blast came in on us?
Well, Don, I made a couple of trips midweek, had pretty good conditions. I went Tuesday. It was fairly windy out of the north, temperature dropping, and we fished the smaller lakes in the area. Now, there's only two smaller lakes in this area, so Lake Catherine and Mud Lake or Little Lake. But we fished those two. They probably average 4 to 6 foot in depth, and we fished the Four Horsemen popping corks with a matrix on an 1/8-ounce jig head. We also did some live shrimp under a cork, and the fish were really scattered. You know, our pattern was to drift along with the wind behind us and obviously cast with the wind. And if we caught a fish, I would put the power poles down and fish that area in the hopes that there was more fish around. And only on two occasions did we catch more than one fish, because they just seemed to be really scattered. Both days we caught 20-some-odd trout, a couple of redfish, and a few bass. But we were targeting speckled trout mainly, and we just there was no sort of pattern other than that they were scattered out, and you just had to cover a lot of water.
You know, Mike, we talk about those bass showing up as a species that's non-targeted, but just kind of a bonus fish. Have you found any bait that a bass will not hit? I can't think of one.
Yeah, exactly. I was talking to one of the captains that works for me on occasion, and he's a former bass fisherman, and he was fishing out this week, or last week, I should say, in some of the smaller areas, and he came across an area where there was an old duck blind. And he had a spoon on his rod because he was targeting redfish. And I guess the bass fisherman in him, you have to throw at that structure. So yeah. He's pitching a spoon up close to those legs on that duck blind. And he said he caught a bass as he was pulling it across, a stick that was in the water. And a bass came up and hit it. And he said he circled the boat around and caught three more. So obviously the bass like structure, and his buddy was kind of joking with him, who would throw a spoon into cover? And he said, man, I didn't want to retie something else that was more weedless. Yeah. And the bass ate it up. And not only are we having bass in our area, they seem to be attaining above average size. I'm used to marsh bass being in that 10 to say 14 inch range, and a 14 inch one being pretty good. But now it seems like every trip we can catch one 14 inches or better, and nice and fat and healthy, and they taste good.
Yeah, well, they take a liking when they open that spillway. We get a lot of bass that come restocked in through the river, and The more and more fresh water that we get in the area, the bigger and longer the bass stay. It's a great fish to add to our repertoire of what we have in southeast Louisiana in the brackish marshes. Well, Mike, if somebody wants to get you, I got you on my website. We got a beautiful picture there. They can go to DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Give us your website and the old telephone number. They might have a good chance of catching you today.
Yeah, I'll be in and out today, but most of the time I answer my phone as quickly as I can. If I'm not there, you know, just leave a message and I'll get back to you. But anyway, you can find me on DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. My website is AAofLA.com. We're on Facebook under Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or the telephone, 985-781-7811.
All right, Mike, stay out of that wind, and we'll see you next week.
All right, Don, we'll talk to you then.
All righty, Captain Mike Gallo, our Born on the Bayou Field reporter. All right, coming up next, should I go or should I stay? That's what a lot of the kayakers are saying about the Paddle Palooza event. We'll talk to Captain Eric next and find out what the situation is down at the Delta Marine and Empire headquarters for this year's one of the largest kayak tournaments in the history of kayak fishing. We'll find out the details right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And you'll be stroking into some wind if you're headed out there today. And joining us to talk more about all that is Captain Eric Mohabarak of the Louisiana Kayak Company. And, Eric, first things first, have you heard any updates from Delta Marina on Paddle Palooza? Are they still going with it? Or are they postponing it or delaying it? Or what's the latest?
No, they are going full forward with it. And God bless them, man. I mean, I chose not to fish it when I found out it was going to be in March. I knew the weather conditions were going to be horrible, and the fishing's tough usually this time of year, but it's doing pretty good, the fishing-wise. But nobody should be out there in this. I mean, I hope, you know, people who are fishing it just decide not to fish it. It's not worth a little bit of money that's thrown out there. I understand that they have to, you know, go ahead with the date or whatever because it's such a large tournament. It's the second largest tournament of the club and second oldest also. But it's just, you know, I was asked when they should schedule it back when they were trying to start it. I said the end of April or beginning of May. It's better time, better fishing. But they got to go ahead with it, and they're going to go for it, and hopefully that everybody uses their head and they stay safe and stuff. You know, the water's blowing out. I mean, it's a northwest wind. The water's northeast, northwest, whatever it is, is blowing, you know, all the water completely out the marsh. Hopefully nobody gets stuck in a pond or something and, you know, have to call the Plaquemines Parish Sheriff's Office, the Coast Guard, or somebody to get them. Hopefully they use their heads and you know, weigh your life preservers if you listen and you do decide to go into kayak. You know, I don't recommend it personally.
Yeah, I guess the MO would be stay in very close, only protected areas that's not going to lose water where you could get stuck in there, maybe try to catch a fish or two and then get back. But safety is certainly going to be number one priority if you fish in that tournament today.
Right, exactly, Don. And you know, I'd stay close. I would not venture far. It's going to be rough day. It's not good, you know. But anyway, it's hopefully everybody makes it out safe, the ones that do decide to go out.
Yeah, well, you know, options, not really many options when you're in a kayak because you got to deal with that wind, and it's very difficult to paddle into it. Of course, the paddle ones are a good bit easier if you're going to be paddling with that one. But, you know, my friend Paul Bernard with the, U.S. Coast Guard, he actually put out a very good publication about safety tips for kayakers. And I mean, he did some things that most people would never think about, you know, about your cell phone care and, you know, what to do if you happen to get turned over, and make sure you got a way to check in and get contact with people, and different safety devices. And I strongly suggest people looking for that. I'm probably going to post it on my website because I did copy it, because he had some really good suggestions in it.
Darren Paul did. You're right. I did see that post, and he's got a Facebook page. I can't remember that. It's U.S. Coast Guard something. I can't remember it offhand, but maybe we'll get him to text in or something. Yeah, you're right. The ditch bag that he made and everything, it's an awesome thing. And you know what? That could be put in any bay boat, flat skiff, offshore boat. It's a very good thing that he posted out there.
Yeah, I have the link for it. And also, he went through that ditch bag with us on the Bayou Wild TV, one of our previous episodes. So if someone wants to go to BayouWildTV.com and look on the back episodes and find that one. He did a very good presentation on how to prepare that, some of the things you should have on it. And I think every kayaker should pay attention to it and gear up to be ready for those things if they happen. Well, tell me what's going on at Massey's. You know, we're hearing a lot about supply chain problems and not having this and not having this. How are they holding up on the kayaks?
Man, Massey's is doing fine. They actually got a new order to 2022s in. They still have some of the Hobies left, not many, but a couple 2021s at 2021 prices. That'll save you probably about $200 right off the bat, because they did go up on their prices again this year, as well as everything else. They've fully stocked on all their shoes and fishing shirts and ski equipment and glasses and all kinds of knickknacks to tie now, green eggs and anything you can think of, Don. The stores are loaded up. I just went to the North Shore store the other day. It was beautifully stocked up. Couldn't ask for better.
We'll check with them and see if they have any demo days coming up so we can let people know. Those are wonderful opportunities for people to get out and try those kayaks and really find out if it's for them, and if it is, which model is the best one to get before they plunk down the money and do that.
Right, for sure.
And if somebody wants to get you at Louisiana Kayak Company and book one of those trips where you do it all for them, provide the kayak, take them out there and show them the ropes, tell them how to get a hold of you.
Man, just hit me up on Facebook or Instagram. It's the Louisiana Kayak Company, or you can get in touch with me through your website, Don Dubuque Outdoors. And also, just give me a call on the phone, 504-313-8292.
And, Eric, I just got an update from Mitch Jurich at the Delta Marine. He said the tournament is definitely a go, but it's mostly going to be bank fishing and probably going to be more of a big party than anything else.
That'd be the best thing to do, is they have the party. Go up to see Jameson, get some boudin, and throw it out on the grill and have a good time, man. That's what
Never
I'm talking
waste
about. That's
a
where
day.
I'm going.
Never waste
a day. Day, baby.
All right, get some of that boudin for me. I haven't had some of Jameson. It's hard to come by, man. Talk about a supply chain shortage, man. I need to get some of that stuff.
Yeah, got to put your order in, Don.
I understand. Know? All right, Eric.
All right.
See you later, buddy.
Right.
Take care.
All right, later, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right, that's Captain Eric Mohabarak. All right, coming back after this. Now, last week I had two bad boy stories, and I was torn between which one to share with you. So I'll let you vote. Y'all voted to hear the drunken gator napper. So we're going to hear number two, the runner-up, the social media feral hog bootleggers. Their story is next, right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
All right, and we get comments and questions and things on our text board here at the studio, and here's one that's from the Eric Mahabarak fan club. He says, I love hearing Captain Eric every other week. We enjoy having him on, too. All right, and here's one question. I don't know if this is a rhetorical question or are they serious. It says, why are they called BBs? Well, the only thing I can think of is if you get hit with them, they sting like a bee. So maybe they're BBs. I don't know. Do you know? The person that texted me, 8526, text me back if you know or if anyone knows. Why do we call shotgun pellets BBs? Love to know. 504-260-1870 is that text number. And when we come back, right after a quick 10-second station identification pause, it's your favorite, the Bad Boy of the Outdoors feature. Next, right after we let our local stations identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery Enforcement Agents Lieutenant Wendell Vaughn, Sergeant Devin Bryant, Corporal Scotty Delaney, Senior Agent Nathan Vanya, and Agent Michael Darbon were made aware of a social media post that showed live feral hogs being released back into the wild. The agents made contact with Brady Hardesty, and he admitted that he and Zachary McAllister transported live feral hogs from Beauregard Parish to Vernon Parish and then released them into the wild. Both men admitted to agents that they did not have the required Louisiana Department of Agriculture permit for transporting live feral hogs. So, for illegally transporting live feral hogs and releasing live feral hogs, facing maximum fines of $950 and up to 120 days in jail, are from Pitkin, Louisiana, 20-year-old Brady Hardesty and 21-year-old Zachary McAllister, our bad boys of the outdoors. There you go. Another case. Give credit to social media bragging, like so many. You know, let's take some video of us turning these hogs loose and post it where the whole world can see it. Well, they paid the price. My question, am I missing something here? Why would you be transporting live hogs from one parish to another to turn them loose? Are you trying to stock your area, which most people are trying to rid theirs of them? Are you, maybe it's a little revenge for somebody's hunting club? You want to put them on there to get back at? I don't know. Maybe somebody can text me and say, why would, what would the purpose be to trap live wild hogs and bring them from one place and release them to another? And then, of course, the penalty for being stupid and putting it on Facebook, that remains to be seen, too. All right, 504-260-1870. Here's a comment on the BBs. Says, I do not know why they're called BBs. It seems to me I used to know, but I surely don't now. Here's one that says ball bearings. Maybe it's the abbreviation for ball bearings. Another one says mini ball bearings. That's about as best of an answer as I can come up with. So if anybody else has got one, let us know. All right, we're going to take a quick three-minute pause here and get back with Captain Ryan Lambert. He is one of our shooting team members. I'll be joining him shortly for breakfast. That'll be followed by a sporting clays round. Our team finished in third place last year. We're hoping to finish a little bit higher this year. I'll check and see if he kept up with his training instructions I gave him for last week. Back with the Plastic Man's Report right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And the Plastic Man, Captain Ryan Lambert, joins us. And, Ryan, I guess you're not feeling too bad about missing any fishing trips today to go shoot with us over there across the river, because it could be much fishing today with these conditions.
I'm even worried about them poor little skeets, if they're going to fly today or not.
They'll fly, but I hope they're going into the wind and not with it.
Oh, my gosh. It's blowing 39 and it's 36 degrees.
Ooh, that's chill factor there.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be tough just to be out there. And it's going to be all wet. It's not going to be their normal event today, but like you said, we canceled our fishing trips for this weekend knowing this was coming. We ended up yesterday. It was our last day. So fishing's been good. You know, even the trout are biting now. But this will knock them back a few days.
Yeah, for sure. How long do you think it'll take before things get back up? Shouldn't take long once that wind quits.
Yeah, I think Tuesday or Wednesday it'll be back up and running pretty good. You know, the redfish, you know, all they do is knock them back in some holes. I mean, when the river's at 12 foot like this, they're so easy to target. You know, they push out and they'll be on all the outside points and stuff. So, you know, down the river and up there, everybody's hitting the redfish pretty hard and sheephead's pretty hard. The trout came out of their holes and started to make their move, but this will drive them back in there for a little bit. But, you know, like I said, Tuesday or Wednesday, that'll start happening again, and the world would be good.
You know, last week you were talking about how things will seem to be late, you know, all of the vegetation and stuff like that. Did it catch up this week? I know my lawn did for sure.
Well, the trees are greening up. Still no purple martins. They're not down yet. There's been a few sightings, but they're not, you know, not a bunch. The black-bellied squirrels will come on this full moon. I've only seen very, very few blackberry blooms. I mean, it's time for everything to go. The oranges this week started blooming a little bit. I mean, it's a bit weird.
Yes,
it's
it
still
is.
Not a robin. There's not a robin south of the lake.
They're north of the lake. They're on my side.
I know. I mean, not a one down here. The golf course ought to be just covered with them right now, and there's not a one. So, but the fish are starting to do their thing on, you know, right on cue. I mean, the trout are starting to get out there, and, you know, this next full moon, they'll start pulling out to the bays. So, you know, all the fish are on time, but I don't know, they're doing well offshore, catching a lot of great big tunas and wahoos and swordfish. So, I don't bump out there. So, I don't know. It'll be good. I don't know about those poor little skeets, though. They might be too cold to fly.
Look, I got to give it to you. You're one of the best duck shots that I've hunted with, and you do good on the woodcock and everything else. You doves, you've got a lot of experience. Sporting clays, what is the key to shooting sporting clays? And you haven't really shot a lot of that, but you use your natural hunting skills to compensate for what trap and skeet shooters do.
I only shot them twice, and last time I tried to put my gun up prior to the birds, calling the birds. And you really can't do that good in sporting clays because you have to see them coming out and then put your gun up. Because, you know, when I first started last year on that event, it got in my way trying to see them with my gun up. So I think keeping your gun down in a ready position, calling the birds, then seeing them come out, that helps you get on them a lot better. But putting that gun up, you know, prior to calling, that makes it very difficult. So that's what I'll start off this year. But, you know, most people don't know how to get in front of birds. I mean, you really got to get in front. I mean, last time I went to Mexico, we had a morning dove shoot. And, I mean, guys were missing. I mean, bah, 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 bah. I said, good God. Every one they're shooting four times at, that's because they don't have plugs in their guns down there. And I go over to him and said, dude, how you leading them? 3 foot? I said, no, you got to lead these 5, 6, 7, 8 feet sometime. And then they started hitting them. It's hard for people to comprehend how far you got to get out in front of birds sometime. And the same thing with those far skeets. You got to get out there in front of them and keep your gun going. You know, you stop your gun, you're going to miss. You just got to swing right through it.
What choke do you recommend for skeet? You know, the obvious thought would be, let me go to an open choke, an improved cylinder or something like that. But I don't know. Those skeet get out there a good ways, and I think it takes a tighter choke.
Yeah, but you're not trying to kill them. You're trying to chip them. So use an open choke and just chip one. If he's way out there, you're going to chip him, you know, even if they're out there with improved cylinder. And then the close one, you already have open choke. So it's not like you're going to change your choke every shot, every station. So I'm just going with improved cylinder. And those ones far out there, you're going to chip them. You're going to, you know, it's not like you got to knock them down or kill them. You just have to get some dust off of them. makes a big difference.
Yeah, but I like
between,
to watch that black cloud when they really smack.
I do too. I like the powder puffing, but you do that on the close ones and don't worry about it. You want to hit all of them.
All right, let me ask you this. Did you keep all the training regulations that I told you about last week? Did you stick with
Unfortunately,
it?
I did.
Good. Well, you know, Chris is not going to be with us this morning, and I was saying he had to go shoot LSU, but truth is he broke one of the training rules, so we had to disqualify him. But we got Jeff filling in for him.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. Does Jeff shoot?
Oh, can Jeff shoot? Yeah, we went to the Quail Field this week, and he's dead on. He's a good one. We won't lose anything.
Good. Now he got his hip replaced. He doesn't lean, so he can shoot kind of level. That's good.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. Well, we look forward to seeing you out there. Just dress warm. You know that.
Oh, man, it's going to be cold. I mean, it's blowing. In fact, yes, I don't even have clothes at home for that, but I'll be all right. We'll sit in a house somewhere for a minute. So I'll take the 8 o'clock ferry, and I'll see y'all there.
All right. Take care. There he goes, the Plastic Man. We're going to see him in about an hour. We're having breakfast out at Stella, and if you want to come out there a little later on when things warm up, take part of the party. It's a great party going on for a great cause. It's Gunning for a Cure, Stella Events in Braithwaite. All right, we come back after this. It's time to wrap it up, and I'm going to get on the road and get out in that wind like some of y'all are doing, and we'll get a few more of your text messages. Got some good ones coming in. We'll read those for you right after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, looking at our text message board, the discussion goes on about why shotgun pellets are called BBs. And this one's pretty convincing. It says BB was the first shotgun shot big enough to be considered a ball bullet. So the BB, ball bullet, that sounds pretty reasonable too. And my apologies to 3751 for your listening problems on Odyssey. I have no control over it. All I can tell you is maybe check the replay Monday and you can get a better, instead of hearing Mike Gallo three times in a row. Maybe he had something to do with that. Maybe he fixed it. Just kidding. All right, here's texter 8526 says, I spent a lot of money on a silencer for my wife, but every time I try to put it on, she fights me like a wildcat. All right, I hope she's not listening. You'll be in trouble. All right, some more BBs called ball bearings, BBs. I'm not sure about which one of those explanations is correct. All right, here's a comment about the declining Louisiana sportsman paradise. It says, habitat, man-made environment negative changes are the problems with wildlife and fisheries in Louisiana and around the USA. Here's one from my barber, Jason the Barber. He wants to know about heading out to Hopedale on Monday. What are your thoughts on fishing after this front? Monday's going to be marginal. It depends on when this wind stops and it settles back down, but it may take a little longer than Monday to really get right, but I think you'll probably be able to pick up a few fish there. I would maybe give Robbie Campo a call before you head down that way and find out what the latest is, and he'll help you make a decision. All right, here's one, Don. It may not be a good day for fishing. No, it's definitely not with these winds. But I'd love to be on Lake Pontchartrain at a catamaran today. I'm former Navy and half crazy. No, you are fully crazy. You do not want to be in a catamaran on Lake Pontchartrain today. You would definitely have, if you survived, a very sore back from the bouncing around. All right, here's one says, good morning, Don, with all this wind blowing. Great day to straighten out fishing tackle and lube up those reels. Kind of agree with that. Here's one with regard to the flounder, proposed flounder closure. What are we going to do about the flounder that are caught in the nets of the shrimp fishermen? Most are dead when they pick up the net. That will be useless waste with not being able to keep those fish. That doesn't make a lot of sense. That is prime time for the shrimpers. Thanks. That's from Mike in Myrtle Grove. You make a very good point, Mike. There's going to be some bycatch, and that's the way it was set up, that they were allowed to keep the flounders. I don't know, and I'm sure that will be part of the discussion, but as the proposal was, it would strictly be they would just have to return them to the water, which I guess that is factored in on losing the amount of flounder that they would catch. But if the incentive to target them is taken out, then that'll save some of the numbers. I don't know. The discussion will go on with that, and we'll keep you up to date. All right, our truck drivers are checking in. Boy, I hope you guys can afford the gas. I finally did it. I filled up my truck today, and not today, but yesterday, it went over $100, the first time that's ever happened. And I don't think it'll be the last for sure. All right, the Worm. You know, we got all these handles on regular listeners. We got one guy called the Worm. Too cold to be hanging out on a hook. I get it. All right, 504-260-1870. That is our open text line. Each week it comes directly here to the studio, and we get live time text information back and forth with you, and always glad to hear your comments, questions, also, you know, some of the other things you're doing. All right, let's see. We got, oh, don't forget, Bayou Wild this week, if you're watching the TV show, laziness on Larto. There's some sockeye, crappie, white perch, whatever you want to call them, fishing, and how to use that spider rig if you've never tried that. Next week's show is called Bison, Badlands, and Brotherhood. That's going to be some sightseeing up in South Dakota, hunting along with Bad River bucks and birds, and also a tour of the Custer, General George Custer, and the Badlands. You know, there's a lot of places in this country that have wild bayous. They just call them a different name, but that's what we call it here in Louisiana. The name of our TV show is Bayou Wild TV. And if you go to BayouWildTV.com, you can find all the show listings, the networks, the regular channels, the satellite systems, the live streaming, and you can even actually watch them there on YouTube. We also have coming up a little bit later on Man's Best Friend. This might be one of my favorite features. We'll be talking about two very special canines. And also the San Diego Pacific Sword Fight with Captain Martha Spencer. That'll close out the month. We're in Season 8, all brand-new shows, so make sure you catch them. Also, we got some new apparel, some hoodies and T-shirts. Go to BayouWildTV.com. You can find out about getting them. All right, I'm headed out to the wind to Gun for a Cure. Hope to see you next week right back here again. Same place, same time. It's the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.